Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q4 FY23 conference call of WS Industries India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K.V. Prakash, Whole-time Director of WS Industries India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening. I am Prakash, Whole-time Director of this company. On behalf of the company, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you to our investors meeting. It's a pleasure to have you all here today to discuss the progress of our company over the past year and to share our plans for the future. I have with me Mr. Neelakantan, Strategic Advisor, and Mr. Swaminathan, our CFO and Company Secretary. WS Industries was established in 1961 with a vision to create an enduring benchmark in India for strategic excellence in electro porcelain. The company earlier had two lines of business, manufacturing insulators and turnkey projects. Now, the present business lines are infrastructure and IT/ITES-enabled services. I'm pleased to report that the company had a successful year achieving significant growth. Our dedicated employees have worked tirelessly to achieve this success, and I'm grateful for their hard work and commitment. As shareholders, you play a critical role in the success of our company, and we appreciate your support and investment in our vision. We look forward to hearing your thoughts, your feedback during this meeting, and we hope that you find it informative and engaging. Thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to another successful year together. We would like to take the questions from our investors.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from Keshav Toshniwal with Kamdhenu Industries. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Prakash. My question is with regard to the Porur property which the company acquired, right? So, what is the plan of action with respect to the Porur property in the coming times, and what are the rental yields that we could get from that property?
The Porur property was not acquired. It was in the company. The WS Industries had acquired it long back in 1962, so it was not a new acquisition. It has been with the company last 50 years. Now, we are actually in a very advanced stage of, you know, discussion with a very leading developer in India to develop IT/ITES to the tune of 1 million sq ft. The government order has been obtained to this effect, and, you know, we will be announcing the partnership very shortly. With regard to the yield, I would request Mr. Neelakantan to talk on the commercials.
It's one of the most trendy neighborhoods for IT/ITES, surrounded by the most prestigious RMZ, almost flanking the entire property. The property of RMZ is called RMZ Paramount, and yields are in the range of 80-98 rupees, depending on the grade and office space. The current development, the rents will hover around those rates because it will be a LEED certified grade and office space. And considering that the metro is also going to be completed shortly, let's say a couple of years, by the time the structure comes out, I think this corridor will be the most sought after corridor in Chennai because of the connectivity to the airport, the metro bank opposite to the property. All these are evaluative points, and the whole ecosystem there is geared to IT/ITES, and the Tamil Nadu government is also coming up at Nandambakkam with the International Financial City. So the requirement for space serving these clients will be enormous in the surrounding 3-4-kilometer periphery. So we speculate, or we rather think that the rents will hover around 80-90 rupees by the time the project is completed.
Okay. That was valuable information. Next question is with regard to the order book of the company by closing at the financial year 2023-24. And what is it like going forward? Do we expect more orders to come because of the power reforms the government has done?
Yeah, actually, we are in the advanced stage of signing up for orders to the tune of around 400 to 500 crores, which will be announced in the next quarter. So, this is with regard to the infrastructure projects. The company, as you know, has diversified into the infra segment. We have executed the stormwater drain project to the tune of around 70 crores in Chennai. And another the macro drain project is the tune of 47 crores. And we are also actually constructing the Trichy bus terminal, which is to the tune of 200 crores. So the company is actively engaged in the infra segment. Extending this, I think we are going to sign up projects to the tune of 400 to 500 crores in the next quarter.
Oh, that is like a crazy pipeline going forward. I wish you all the best and hope for the speedy execution of whatever the management talks for. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dixit Doshi with Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Firstly,
what kind of construction we are looking at Oruur land, and by when you can expect the completion?
See, this is going to be a joint venture, so we will have a
strategic partner to do the construction. I think it will be an A-grade building, so we have not estimated the cost. No, it will be. We are still in the early stage to determine the cost of construction. So we are, that will be let known in our future meeting. In terms of completion, I think we should be completing it 36 to 48 months period.
Okay, and you are planning to do it in JV, so what kind of stake WS Industry will be holding?
We are still, we are yet to come out with the figures. We will let know the shareholders very shortly, once we have signed an agreement with the strategic partners.
Okay. Now, second question is regarding, we have acquired a 254-acre land in Kanchipuram. So, if you can mention that, what are our plans there and what kind of investment it will require and what kind of potential revenue it can generate?
See, the 250 acres sits on the Sunduwar Satam Road. It belongs to an erstwhile company called IBRCL. The good thing about the acquisition was it came with a 150 acre pre-approved by the government of Tamil Nadu for light engineering and factory buildings. So it's already 150 acres of it is already pre-approved. So as we are speaking, there have been many people who have been talking to IBCL to roll out certain of the light engineering and warehousing. The nearest factory site is Samsung and Foxconn. Saint Gobain is only 3 kilometers. So as we speak, there's a huge requirement for all these people to scale up their warehousing. So it'll be a blend of light engineering and warehousing and electronic factories. Maybe we'll parcel them out as 25 acres, and most probably they come with their own international property companies. So we'll be engaging with all of them, and we want to look at a rental yield for that. And of course, we are having the stranglehold on the land because the rest of the land also has to come to us. There's a contiguous another 300 acres left. So all of them have to come to us because we have taken the chicken neck of the property. So I think if we're able to successfully consult the balance of the property, we can build a huge annuity yield over the next 10 years. There is so much of opportunity there. And the new airport, whenever it comes, the new airport is only 10 kilometers from our site.
Okay. Okay, and in terms of APC orders, so you mentioned 400 to 500 crore is at advanced stage. What is the current order book?
284 crores currently.
Okay. And
284 crores.
Okay. And if you can just briefly touch upon that, what kind of EPC orders we target generally? Is it a civil construction, road construction, or irrigation? So what kind of orders we do? And also, WS Industries was not into this business. So what kind of, expertise and all promoter brings in? If you can just elaborate more on the background of the promoters and what is the vision of the promoter for this company?
See, when this company, when we are speaking to Edelweiss ARC, because they had the company and the land with all the debt. So the we got together, especially the promoters have a background of infra, especially in the road sector, irrigation and civil works. In fact, the current tomorrow what the hospital is being launched, King's Hospital, has been done by the promoters. So the promoters have a long track record in executing infra projects. So when WS presented itself as an opportunity, of course there were challenges. WS was not functioning for some time. So we are also building back the electrical PQs, though we have a huge history and legacy of delivering world-class electrical projects. The PQs are not in place because of 3 to 4 years of non-tendering. Now, that, all that is getting slowly resolved by now the promoters chipping in and getting all the infra orders. As we speak, there are some pending orders of WS in the electrical space in UP, Haryana. All of these have been funded, closed out, so the WS is back on the watch list of all the tendering electricity boards and private tenderers. So maybe second half of the year we look at the electrical contracting, which is on which we have huge expertise. The current batch of promoters with their existing infra of almost combined 80 years in infra, they are able to source quality civil work orders and quality infra projects. We are also shortlisted for a product which I think if things go well, we should be announcing in the next 10 days for a water project under the Jal Jeevan scheme. This will be teaming up with one national company and rolling out a water project.
Okay. And do we have any other land bank now left after this Porur and Porur land bank?
No, we acquired more, but this itself is huge. This is 254 plus 7 acres, so 1 million square feet. So the 254 itself, it has an 150 acre pre-approved. You can do almost 25,000 square feet per acre for development. So at almost a crore and a half square feet, I have approvals already.
Okay. And just rough estimate, is there any rough estimate of what kind of investment we will be required for this 254 acre Kanchipuram?
See, this, how the structure works these days is, you lock the land and the IPCs are getting you from international players like Samsung, Foxconn, everything. So they give a spec and they give a 10-year lock-in on the rent. So you have an option, either you borrow or you construct, or there are partners who come, like Canadian Pension Fund, most of these people, they put out the money for construction and we share the revenues. So this can be an asset-like model or asset-heavy model depending on the customer we are getting. Suppose I get a Samsung for 30 years, then I will prefer to put out the money, own the property, so I get a property permanently. Or if Canadian Pension Fund or most of these REITs, industry companies, they have signed up with most of the top majors in India. So they are looking for warehouse logistics where they put out the money for construction and there's a revenue share. And some of them have the clients also. So we have to be flexible with them. So that if somebody comes to the client, then we'll have to do a revenue share with them. Because the client gives stability of earnings. Next to 30 years signing up of lease, plus the incremental, and the property is maintained very well by these international clients. Like if you give it to Samsung, you don't have to worry about the property.
Okay. And the yield would be what, 20, 30 rupees?
No. Current yield, what we are negotiating is 25 rupees.
25.
And the civil work is not costly because they are simple buildings. It is not like the IT building where it is to be very fancy.
Okay, got it. I'll join back in the
group.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vijay Rawat with Vedan Capital. Please go ahead. Vijay, your line is unmuted. You could please ask your question. Since there is no response, we move on to our next question, which is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani with SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. Am I audible? So I think.
Yeah, good afternoon. You're audible.
Prakash ji, namaskaram. And, I'm really very happy to listen to you. Your voice has a lot of confidence. We are looking forward to some very good days at WSS.
Thank you very much, sir.
Company has an insulated manufacturer. Right, sir? So can you kindly briefly start with one fact? Whether are you going to start manufacturing of insulator again, or you are looking to simply do projects for erection and commissioning on infra basis?
Sir, the insulator business is very challenging, and so we have phased out that business. So we don't intend restarting the business, and I think currently the new set of promoters, they are actually our specialty is in the infra segment. So we intend carrying that business to the next level, and as you see, the turnover has shown significant.
I am understanding from you that you are not going to start manufacturing of insulators in the near future, right?
Not really.
Okay. Second question is that this WS Industries owns a lot of factories. The one at Pune, I think the pronunciation is, if it is correct, Pune, which is the city of Chennai, and some Vijayawada land was also there. So can you kindly brief, what kind of land this company owned when you took over, sir?
When we took over, sir, we had two parcels, one in Vizag and one in Chennai. The Vizag was with an ARC called Edelweiss, and the Vizag plant was shut because the Chinese imports dumping resulted in the SEZ unable to perform.
Right.
So along with the Edelweiss ARC, we found out a promoter who could take over that, and the entire debt was closed, and the company made a profit of on the reduction of debt, which also has been reflected in the accounts. So as of now, we have one land bank which came with the company, which is 7 acres in Koru, translatable into a 1 million square feet of development. And we have now acquired 250 acres in Sundavachatram, which is the fastest growing suburb of Chennai, sitting bank on the cheaper most in Bangalore highway.
254 acres, which you just now talked about.
Yes, sir.
Right? It is 254. So 7 acres of land is the prime land which we have got here in Chennai city, where we are going to construct IT and IT.
Yes, and we have also received the government consent to establish an IT IDES, sir.
Right. So how many floors we are going to construct this building?
We are yet to come up with the design, sir. We are working on it because it's going to be a JV. So the design has to come from our JV partner. So we will announce those details shortly to the...
Okay, later. Can you give me a rough estimate of the market value of this and add on to say, roughly?
It's about 45 crores in acres, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. 45
crores in ground, about 45 crores in acres.
Secondly, promoters have intention to transfer their all existing business into this company, or they will run parallelly the other businesses?
No, sir. Some of the promoters have owned family health company. So, whenever they are strong, those businesses, they are already transferring here. But so their name is to build an identity here, so slowly they will exit their family business and come here.
Right, because our idea is to participate in a bigger project which is more in WS Industries rather than an individual project.
Yeah, that's gradually happening. This year, WS, we finish with an order book of 1,200 crores. We may do a turnover of 350. That's only because of the promoter strength.
Right.
So slowly they are migrating all the business. But it can't happen because...
Right, sir. Sir, I got my message, and I really wish you all the best, and congratulations to you for reviving, this company and other companies.
We have 8,000 shareholders, sir, so we are happy for all the support.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dhanush, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, you just mentioned that 1 million square feet can be constructed in 4 rooms, right?
Yes.
And it is 80 to 90 rupees per square feet.
Hmm.
So approximately revenue potential will be approximately say 10 crores, right?
So, pardon me. Let me put it this way: if we do the construction and keep the full assets in our books without a JV partner, the market is very challenging because you will have to go with an RMZ or a Prestige or a Brigade or some quality. Only then you attract world class clients because only they have the pedigree. India is now almost 4 to 5 people in India have cornered the entire software and IDS market. So they will put out the infrastructure. So we will be happy tenants collecting our rental. So that ratio, we will let you know, it will be publicly announced once we complete the finally.
I'm asking if at all, combining the both share, it will be 10 crore revenue potential, right?
Per month, yes. Yes. Per month will be 10 crores.
Yes, per month, yes. Okay. And sir, one more thing. You mentioned that we have a 250 per acre in logistic park in Sri Perambatur.
Yeah.
So what will be the chargeable area on this? How much are we like SSI for this land?
Sir, Tamburuli airport around 25,000 square feet per acre, sir. Beyond that, you can't exploit. Tamburuli is around 25,000. Yeah, Tamburuli is 25,000 because you don't consume SSI in warehousing.
Okay.
But you will go high, so you get a good rent for it.
Okay, so including that height, the total is 25,000 square feet per acre.
Per acre, sir. That's maximum we can do, sir. Maximum we can do. Otherwise, it will become very clumsy.
And we have got approval for 150 acre already.
150 acres is already approved by Government of Tamil Nadu for light engineering and warehousing.
Okay. So when can we expect this to get into our revenue, sir? Like 2 years, 3 years down the line, 36 to 48 months?
Sir, we are hoping to sign the first client in 9 months, sir.
Okay.
And this project doesn't take 3-4 years. Once you sign up the client,
mm-hmm.
this infra will roll out in 6 months max. It's a very simple structure.
So you get your revenue will start immediately after the signing.
Yes, and the capex is also very low. And since only 150 acres approved, if I do 20 acres, I can start the work in 6 months. It's not difficult.
So, sir, can you repeat what you just said at the end?
No. Since I have 150 acre approval, like I can start 25 acres tomorrow morning. I have to get the client and the specification because I am already approved land.
Yes. Okay. So we have it will be a sustainable like you as you mentioned that word annuity. So can we expect any future REIT structuring, sir?
Sir, you have read our mind. We'll let you know appropriately. It's too early, but you have read our mind.
Sorry, I didn't get you, sir. Sorry.
I said you have read our mind, but it's too early. So as it progresses, I think that's the direction we should take.
Good luck to you, sir. All the very best. We are with you, sir. All the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Chitresh with Gartner.com. Please go ahead.
So I wanted to know, like, in the company in the next 2-3 years, so sector or which business model where we see the revenue coming from, like, from the rental construction or infrastructure business, and are we planning for any fundraising?
Sir, currently we are well capitalized, sir, because all our projects, our working capital is well done, and today the new projects also, the entire payment comes from Government of India on delivery. So we are reasonably well capitalized. And of course, we don't have a single rupee bank limit, so we'll be eligible for bank limits very shortly as you have come out of the restructuring package. With regard to the annuity business, we will try to keep it asset light. We will partner with the huge MNCs so that they will put out the capital and we collect our lease rentals. Still, our cash flow stabilized, we may not do much of capex. We want to increase the return on the equity to the shareholders.
And so, what is the order size which we are eligible for, the maximum order size?
Sir, we are now okay to do about 300 crores, sir.
And what is the maximum order size we have received till now?
our current, like I told you, our current order book is 284.
No, on single order of what is the maximum order size of till date?
50% project was the single order was 200 crores.
200. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Anand, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, am I audible? Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Yeah. All the best for everyone, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I just have two quick questions. One is, are you planning for any inorganic growth, sir?
At the moment, no, sir, because our hands will be full with logistics and IT park. So I think, you know, and also we have to increase our management bandwidth. At the moment, I think this will stretch us fully. So inorganic, maybe something comes up in an ERC or an NCLT situation, we may consider. But I think currently our management bandwidth is full. Because we have implemented these projects plus the logistics park and plus the IT park.
Okay. So to develop these lands, are we planning for any more increase in the share capital or increase funds, like raise funds or something like that?
Not, sir. Our objective is to sign up 3 or 4 MNC clients.
Very nice.
And if they want to put out the capital, which mostly they want, because they only want to sharing of lease rental.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come with their own capital source, like capital land, you know, the most of the foreign funds are come to India, they bring these partners. So then if they increase them, we might have to partner with them. At that time, there is no requirement of capital. Our land will become our equity. But as we progress, I think we don't have a single rupee debt. So we have enough of capital and reserves now. So slowly, I think we might explore 0.5 or 0.25 debt equity ratio. That should be enough because the interest will start coming in. That can take out the debt.
Okay. And we are planning for more 300 to 400 acres of land near Sri Perumbudur, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, we have already bought it. Out of this 150 acres, it's already approved.
Yeah, that is out of 254, whatever it is.
Yeah, around 257 acres, the purchase are 107 crores.
107 crores. So we are planning for more 300 odd crores, 300 odd acres, if I'm not
wrong. Yeah, that has to come to us because IVRTL has 800 acres there.
Correct.
But as we have taken the entry point, the rest have to come to us.
Okay. So how much can we expect the expenditure to be for per acre, sir? Like to construct into the warehouse?
Yes, honestly, this was a bonanza for us because it came to auction.
Actually, this was
an auction. So honestly, you know, we got, I think it's a good fortune, all shareholders luck, all combined, it is a bonanza for us. The rest of the land, I think we have to pay a significant premium to this, but it won't be much because since we are holding the stranglehold on the land, I think we might get away with a better price than the market.
No. My question is like how, like we'll be renting it out in the future, am I right?
Yeah, we'll be annuity model.
So to construct that, we might be needing some funds, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so how much expenditure can we expect? Let the JV come. But to construct 1 acre, how much money should
yeah.
we think?
I got a question. See, typically, it costs 1,800 rupees to do 1 square feet of warehousing.
Okay. 1,800 per square feet, am I right?
Per square feet of warehousing.
Warehousing. Okay, like the normal with the sheds and those blue color things.
Okay. High quality, you know, see the area should not flood, so there will be enough of drain work, 100% power backup, and high quality roads. Because they have to take the heavy load, 40-ton trucks, 60-ton trucks.
Yes. Those trailers will be coming in and out. I got a point.
Inside the factory, if they require a gantry, you know, to lift the goods and all, we might have to provide high-quality beams. So about 1,000 rupees per square feet you spend.
Very nice. Okay, so I got your point. So for FY24 guidance, is especially on profitability, I would like to know, sir, like what is our guidance for this? Because this quarter, the revenue was good. But the profitability lacked very badly. So, guide us.
The revenue was higher, but the company just turned around and there's an accounting standard with which you have to comply.
Uh-huh.
So, some of the revenue actually gets carried forward to the next accounting year. Almost 15 to 20 crores will get carried. And all the one-time expenditure, the running of every expenditure you have charged off. They have been very conservative. We don't have anything left on the books to charge off. We have charged off all the expenditure plus our attrition.
Okay.
So next quarter you see significant, next year there'll be a significant profit for the shareholders on the company.
How much can we expect the sustainable margin to be for our company? Like say 10 to 12%? No, not possible.
So 10 will be huge. Because you can look at 8 to 10. Because see, we want to be competitive now. We have to get new orders.
So can we expect 7 to 8, bare minimum?
Very sure.
No, bare minimum. Like the worst case, can we expect that to be 7%?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Sir, all the very best. We were shareholders from quite a long time before you people took it over. We are holding the shares from like almost 20 years now.
Great.
We hope you will deliver the best you can. Thanks a lot, sir, and good luck to the whole team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Vignesh Iyer with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand the order book we have currently. What is the timeline of executing this order? And also if you could tell me the 400 to 500 crore order book that we are expecting in next quarter, what would be the general timeline to execute this order?
Sir, the present order of Tiruchi bus stand will take a close in September 2024. And the other two project orders will take close in March and May 2024. And this 400 crores we are exploring. So after getting a clear picture, then the clock will start as per the agreement.
Which
we will expect in the next quarter.
Right. Being EPC, what is the specific nature of the order that is? I mean, if you could just give us some idea.
See, sir, it's a combination of stormwater drain projects, water line, pipeline projects, roads, and buildings, public buildings. These are the combination of everything is what currently the company is engaged in.
Okay. And on the margin side of it, when you said that 7 to 8% is possible, you are talking about EBITDA margins or the PAT margins?
PAT margins.
PAT margins of 7 to 8%, right? I mean, it is possible on your part. I mean, if I'm getting it right. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. So 7 to 8% PAT margins, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Vijay Rawat with Vedant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm, you said the construction cost for the warehousing will be 1800 per square foot, is it correct?
Right.
Okay, so you will be going in a JV for warehousing a project or you will be executing by yourself?
It depends, sir. We are yet to decide on that. So we will inform the shareholders at a suitable time. We have not, because we are still looking for more aggregation in the same location. So once we have further land acquired, then we will have a master plan done and then get into the implementation. So only then we will be in a position to say whether it will be a joint venture or whether the company is going to do it by itself. Only then we will be in a position to...
Okay. So you said 150 acres you already have the permission. So by what time frame you expect that 150 acre you will get the client signed for that 150 acres?
We are talking to major players in the warehousing sector, and once we have a concrete agreement, we might start. So right now, it's all in the discussion stage.
But any rough estimates, sir, because you bid for that land and you have invested a good amount of money. So some estimate, 2 years, 3 years?
No, sir. You see, the logistics business is actually very programmed. Like Samsung has a plan for the next 5 years, how much of godowns they want. Because they know their production capacity. So they have appointed this international, you know, like in the JLL, Richard Ellis. Most of the international property consultants have already asking us for a RFP, request for proposal.
Okay.
It is coming as 25 acres, 30 acres, especially since the new airport likely to come. They all want to take positions of Godosnav, and with the business of Amazon, etc., moving away from showrooms to storage and delivery. This is the ideal point near the city. So we already have, every day we are getting a request for RFP.
Okay.
We have to decide with whom to go. We prefer to go with long-term clients.
Okay, so this will be purely a logistical park. The manufacturing units will not be there in this.
No, there may be light engineering also.
Okay.
But everybody requires a godown. Even if you have light engineering on 10 acres, 5 acres, some cone assembly, TV assembly, there are a lot of automotive and Saint-Gobain factories around. So we'll have definitely, their output will be the input for the light engineering.
Okay, okay. And
the rent per also require godowns.
Okay. And how much is the rent per square foot you are expecting, sir, for the logistical part?
Currently market is around 25 rupees for a A-class warehouse, sir.
Okay, 25 rupees per square foot, right?
Per square feet, sir.
Okay, okay. And my last question is, sir, in the balance sheet which you provided for March 23,
yeah,
a lot of related party transaction. You know, your group companies, there is more than 100 crore related party transaction.
Yes, sir.
Why the quantum is so huge?
Yeah. See, when the company was acquired, sir, the company had no business for the company had no business for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The company had no business for 5 years.
Okay.
And so
in future, yeah, so going forward, the related party transaction will be reduced, or this will also
initially it will peak. Once WS gets the qualification after completing this, it will have its own qualification.
WS was out of business for almost 10 years, and so all of these tenders, we were not qualified to bid for the tender. So,
okay.
The related party entities actually helped us to get these orders by virtue of their strength. And that is how now the WS is able to implement all of these projects. So, that's the reason we, the last AGM we took an approval from the shareholders to the tune of 2,000 crores, for related party transactions. The idea was only to,
once
we get the turnover in WS books.
Once we implement, then automatically we become eligible for that. Orders directly.
Yeah. So next 2 to 3 years, we'll be eligible for applying for the tenders directly without going through the related party entity.
Okay, got it. So all the best, sir. You are doing a great work. All the best to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Samar Singh with TPF Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Good evening.
My question was, I just wanted two clarifications. One was, you had mentioned the purchase price for the logistics park for the 254 acres. What was that amount?
Pardon me, can you just come again?
The purchase price for the 254 acres, you mentioned it, but I think I missed the amount.
Amount is 107 crores. Acquisition amount is 107 crores.
And how did we fund it?
Internal accrual, sir.
Okay. This was post the restructuring.
Yeah, because we had the preferential money, we had the promoters are putting warrants.
Okay, I got it.
So we had the cash with us.
Got it. And second question was, you mentioned that within 6 months you'll be able to, once you have a proposal, you'll be able to start charging rent for the logistics warehouse. But you also mentioned that you will first have to consolidate more area and area. So what is which is the right understanding? Would you go ahead with constructing warehouses right away, or would you wait to consolidate more land before going ahead with it?
No, it will be a parallel activity, sir. We want to know, because there are, by virtue of acquiring these 2 to 4 acres, now we have started getting a lot of offers from the landowners, adjoining landowners. So it will be a parallel process. As we are developing these lands, I think we will also keep acquiring. So it will be a parallel process.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dixit Doshi with Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. First question is regarding the land at Porur. You mentioned 80 to 90 rupees yield is expected. Just wanted to understand, let's say somebody wants to sell, what is the rate currently in that area?
Porur,
sir? Yeah,
Porur is yielding around 80 to 90 rupees, sir, currently.
Yeah, that's the range. But if somebody wants to outright sell it after construction,
$8,000 to $9,000 will be the current rate. Will be around $8,000 to $9,000.
Okay. Now you mentioned about the extra land we are planning to purchase in near to this 254 acres. Adjoining land, so that also will be buying through the bidding. I mean, that land is also with the banker, or it's like some other owner land.
There are some private holdings, sir. Not through the bank. There are some private holdings. So we are in the process of negotiating with them.
Okay. Okay, and just to question on, so you mentioned that till the time the WS Industries don't get all the qualifications, we will be mostly, you know, tendering through our group companies and subcontracts through WS Industries. So if you can mention what is the order book size of the group companies, or the size revenue, or the any numbers of the group companies, it will be helpful. Just to gauge the size of the group.
Around 4,000 crores will be the, they are the combined order book, sir.
Okay, 4,000 crores. Okay. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dhanush, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, thanks for the opportunity once again.
Yeah.
How are we planning to manage your working capital, sir?
Sir, at the moment, we have some reasonable cash resources. As we progress, the promoters have taken up warrants. So they will be introducing their warrants money as and when the working capital requirement is there, sir.
So that won't be an issue, no? Like, you don't have to borrow for
working capital. Will not be a problem, because we don't have a single rupee bank limit or NC limit. They are eligible, because slowly we are turning the corner and turnovers have gone up. We are clocking in profits. But till the time the promoters will have to put in their warrants money, they are bringing the warrants as and when the company requests.
Okay. And do we get advantage set for our project when we get into?
No, sir. In India, it's the process now with the new wet carry and others have brought on a simple system. The bank, you provide a bank guarantee, you get to take how much ever advance you want, but it's not required, because the payment cycles, everything has become very kosher. If you deliver, you are immediately getting the payment.
So can you just come again, sir? I missed you.
Most of the tenders, like the Tirchi bus stop, or these are all aided projects from World Bank or other agencies. So if you deliver, you get the payment immediately. There is no question of money getting stuck.
Okay.
So, and since the promoters groups are already buying for huge values, so there is a credibility when we order, we also get some flexible payment terms from Jindal Steel, from India Cements, all the big players.
Okay. And sir, after 9 months, we'll be getting many MNCs to our logistics part, right?
No, sir. We intend to make a full presentation in December, because in the next 4 months, we will evaluate all the proposals.
Okay. We will have a good amount of security deposits, sir. It will be for like approximately...
Usually 10 months, friends, will be security deposits. 6 to 10 months.
Yes.
depending on the grant.
10 months of secured reverse. So, we have intention of distributing it to shareholders, sir, in the form of dividend?
Sir, security deposit we can't distribute. That's a liability.
Okay.
Okay. The one that rental comes, we can distribute. Security deposit is tomorrow he doesn't pay the rent. I have to adjust again the security deposit. That I can't distribute.
No, no. I'm talking like it will be a long term agreement, like for 10 years or 15 years, like that, right?
True, no, true. But end of day, no, tomorrow any repair work, anything, we need the cash flow because end of day, the, whatever the rentals come, that can be distributed as dividend end of the year. But security deposit is a liability.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. Good luck. All the very best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ashish Malani with Manali Consulting. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yeah.
Sir, I want you to take a minute to think about this, but I just want to answer to one question. What is the core competency of the your company, you think you are really better than anyone else in the industry?
See, the combined expertise of the promoters, the new promoters in the intra segment, the group, the turnover is the related party entities, their turnover is combined, turnover is around 4,000 crores. So they have the experience last 2 decades in the infra segment. And also dealing, working on the government projects. So that is going to be our biggest strength.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Anand, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, I just like to know one question. What will be our dividend policy?
Sir, starting 2025, we will start paying dividends.
No, how much percent will be planning for dividend payout?
As a portion of profit, we will pay. So because the profits are very good, and once the annuity starts kicking in, we may even pay 30-40% of the profits as dividend.
No. Adding it, 30-40%.
30-40% of the profits.
Yeah, that's right, on the EPS, right? If you get 10 rupees EPS, you give 3 rupees dividend or 4 rupees dividend.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to distribute majority of the profit as dividend.
Okay, so this will be majorly...
The reason being, once the annuity kicks in, I don't want to hold that money. I want to distribute it.
Okay. So some that logistical thing from when
the logistics income should probably start counting in 2 years. The other project will take about 36-40 months. But there are one that is done, that's an annuity. Every month the rental comes to your account.
Every month
the rental comes. No? Once the rental stream is established, that's a clear paid account. There's no expenditure on the rental except corporation tax.
No, I get your point. So quarterly payout will be planning for, or will be planning for twice a year?
Rentals come every month, so definitely we'll plan on quarterly. Promoters also keep dividend, so every quarter we'll pay.
Fine. Thanks a lot. All the very best, sir. All the very best.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Samar Singh with TPF Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. Just one question. The 250 crore order book that we have today, what is the timeline for execution of this?
Sir, regarding the order book you were asking, sir?
Just the timeline for execution of this. I think you said the order book is 250 crore order book.
Yeah. One order for 200 crores of Tirchi bus stand in Tamil Nadu. That will get a close in September 2024. And another construction of stormwater drain work order. That will get a close in May 2024. And this macro drain project in Palavaram Tarapakam Radial Road side. That will get a close in March 2024, sir.
Okay, so I got the first and the last one, September 24 and March 24.
So the stormwater May 24 and March 24, sir.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Prashant Chauhan, an investor. Please go ahead. Prashant, your line is unmuted. You could please ask your question.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, sir. You said that 250 crores of order book which you are already having, and what is the new orders which you are expected to receive, which you are expecting to receive this year, and how much of that would be executed in this financial year?
Next quarter, we are exploring possibility of another 400 crores on the infra segment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so from that you are expecting to earn rental yield through warehousing and IT companies rental space.
Yes, sir. 400 crores is purely the infra projects.
Okay, okay. And another thing, sir, after like, if I ask like say after 1 or 2 years, what percentage of revenue would come from rental, and what percentage of revenue will come from EPC business?
Pardon me, can you reframe the question?
Yeah, I'm asking, like, let's say after 2 years, how much of revenue you expect to come from EPC business, and how much of that from rental business?
To confess, one is a steady state income, which is an annuity. The next one is dynamic. So, obviously, it will be difficult to compare, but essentially, we will look at 1,200 crore turnover in EPC over the next 3 years. So, maybe 50-60 crores profit from there. The balance will be annuity.
Okay. Okay. So the annuity business won't become as big as the EPC business.
So impossible, because that is, again, we have to put loads of money to get land.
Okay.
See, what happened when we bought this company from the ARCWS, the land was not valued in stock price because it was more of a distress exit by the ARC.
Okay, distress. I understand.
So whatever promoters got, they got the shares. The balance is with the public shareholder. So everybody, all of us will now combine to reap the benefit.
Okay, okay. And otherwise, how much would have it would have cost you?
So we should have paid the question of costing is a secondary, but where is the land? In the heart of Chennai. If you see the land, you'll understand. There is no land on that stretch.
Okay. Okay. But how much is through distress sale?
No, around 45 crores per acre. We should have paid some 320 crores to get the land upfront. Today, we have not paid that money. No, the cost is not sitting on our balance sheet.
Okay.
We never paid 320 crores. The cost is not sitting on our balance sheet.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vijay Rawat with Vedan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I just wanted to ask about the visibility for revenue front. In FY24, how much revenue you are planning to book in infra and construction segment?
Around 200 to 300 crores will be the revenue.
200 to 300 crores, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and what about FY25, sir? Any visibility?
Same for us, because it should be something slightly higher, because we have an order book of 600 by the next month. In 2 years, you have to execute. The order book has been, without taking the new order book itself, it will be 300 crores per year. 2 years, 600 crores.
Per year. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Balaji Vaidyanath with Alpha Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Just wanted to understand a couple of questions. One, I was just looking at your recent quarter numbers, and your turnover has doubled from the December quarter from 25 crores to about 50 crores. Whereas, in terms of profitability, we have seen construction and other operating expenses actually quadrupling from 3.5 crores to 4.5 crores, which has resulted in a minor negative EBITDA for the quarter. Can you throw some light on this in terms of what exactly is the construction and cost, whether it pertains to the infra projects or what is it, sir?
See, what happens when you kickstart an infra project, especially in the first few months, you do a lot of support infrastructure, which is right up. Now you take the land, you do workers' quarters, you hire equipment, everything is paid upfront.
Okay.
So, yeah, and these are not lasting assets. You do a security cabin, you do infra. So all the initial outgo goes. This won't happen in the next quarter. So you start getting more profits. Initially, when you roll out the infra, in the support infrastructure, you have to spend. Suppose you have to enter the land, you have to fill up the land, you have to provide the drainage, everything for the project to commence. So the initial cost for setup is always written off, and it is as per the accounting standard 115, because these are not permanent assets. The property is not ours, the asset is not ours. So all the original infrastructure cost, which is typically upfront cost to establish a project, that gets written off in the first two quarters. Now, for example, Trichy project, we have no further infrastructure, because the project is in full swing. So the existing cash flows will start throwing out more profit.
So in the June quarter, we should see this line item actually coming down.
Yeah, significantly. See, the first two quarters, to get this 50 crore revenue or 60 crore revenue, I have to lay out the infrastructure of the sites.
Okay.
Now, we have to roll out the workers' cabins, we have to roll out the machinery, we have to put the machinery yard, we have to put the diesel generator plant. All the other costs happen. Once that happens, the project goes full swing, and these costs are recovered over 24 months. But yeah, typically, accountants and auditors write them off.
Okay, got it. My second question is, I just wanted to know the exact size of the land in Poro, because I vaguely remember reading somewhere that it is 13 acres, but whereas in the call, I thought you mentioned 6 or 7 acres. Can you
specify that? It was 13 acres in the earlier balance sheet. However, as part of the debt restructuring, the company owed money to Edelweiss, almost 180 crores. So as part of the restructuring, Edelweiss got a buyer for 7 acres, while the company was able to clear up all the liability and hold this 7 acres. Because we also had an obligation on the Vizag land. So it was a toss-up between not settling Vizag and holding this land. The new promoters decided not to have any debt on the books, so they sacrificed the Vizag plant and this land, so the asset became debt-free.
So current holding is 7.13 acres.
7.13 acres, debt-free.
Got it. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. Much obliged.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Samar Singh with EPF Capital. Please go ahead.
So are any previous liabilities related to the old business, have those all been wiped out, whether it's employed to use or not?
There are no current account liabilities. However, there's a debenture which we are servicing and will be closed out very soon. There's a 40 crore, 37 crore debenture which is being reduced.
So that's the only liability.
That's the only legacy liability acquired as part of the acquisition from Edelweiss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. B. Swaminathan, CFO and Company Secretary of WS Industries India.
Thank you all gentlemen. It's a very great opportunity and pleasure to be associated with you all. And once again, our management, on behalf of our management and employees, and with deep gratitude, I wish all success to all the investors along with us also. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Have a nice day, please.
Thank you. On behalf of WS Industries India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.